I want to pick up from where we left off last year. Some of you may remember in June, we put surveys in the order of service, and we asked for your comments and suggestions. And actually, we have these on a poster board in coffee hour, where you can actually see the results of those surveys. But we want you to know how much we appreciated the feedback, and also that we read through every comment and really discussed them and tried to determine how we could incorporate them into our social justice work. There were two themes that were particularly prominent, and one of them was, how can we involve the youth more in our social justice work? And the other was, what can we do in our activity to engage more the public, the greater national community? We think these two themes are extremely important, and all of our action groups are taking them to heart to determine how they can work with those. There were some ideas we thought were great, but we didn't have the bandwidth to do anything with it. One example was creating a new action group for healthcare. And we thought, wow, that's an issue that's so close to all of us. It's a critical issue in the national elections. And wouldn't it be great to have a group? We might start paying attention to the different programs that our candidates are offering to us. And we can organize discussions so that when someone refers to a single payer health care plan, we all know what they're talking about. One suggestion is the showing of the movie Sicko. How many of you have seen Michael Moore's movie? Okay, a bunch, but wouldn't it be great to organize a big viewing of that movie for the community? So we don't have an action group for healthcare, but we think it would be great if some people step forward. And during coffee hour, we set up a table for healthcare, and we hope some of you will come and discuss it with us. This year we have the same action groups as last year, but it could change. We could add a new one. We could change our focus in the action group. We invite your participation. And before I introduce our action group leads, I want to invite you to come visit us during coffee hour. We have tables set up, we have some snacks, and we have a lot of conversation. We also have sign-up sheets in case you want to sign up to work with any one of the action groups. So now you're going to hear from each of the action group leads. First, you're going to hear from Adrian George, who is the lead for the Ministry of the Earth Action Group. Mary Ferguson, who is the lead for the Community Action Task Group. And Roy Goodman, who's the lead for the Iraq War Road to Peace Action Group. So thanks for your attention and for your participation.